Yeah, I was wondering how you got a hold of him. So you crossed paths in New York?
We crossed paths when I was young, playing in New York, yes.
So it's post-bebop jazz. Can you explain what that is?
Well, now we're putting labels on things. I don't know.
That was a label on
some label there.
I didn't put that one on there.
It's jazz. I mean, it's you know, it has some, it's just good jazz. I mean, there's blues items on there, you know, there's jazz waltzes, there's a samba, you know, it covers the basic styles of jazz, you know.
Kind of a nice sort of sampler, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, Kind of Blue is so enjoyable and so listenable, I mean, and I tried to create that. As a matter of fact, on Six Shades of Green, I combined two of the elements from Kind of Blue. I combined the modality of all blues and the waltz feeling of all blues with So What, where they used the Dorian mode. So I wound up using the Dorian mode in So What. They used the Dorian mode in two keys. So I wound up using the Dorian mode in six keys with the rhythmic feel of all blues. As a matter of fact, when we got ready to record that, I said to Jimmy, "Jimmy, I want the same. I want you to start with the brushes like you did on All Blues and go to using the sticks." And he did that. And that piece came out. I mean, I was very pleased with the results of what happened there.
Do you have another favorite from Essence of Green?
I like Wasabi a lot, which is a very upbeat jazz waltz, very forceful. And you know, in Essence of Green, you know, there's a green theme that runs through the whole album. I don't know if you know, it's pretty obvious, Wasabi and green pastures and primavera, spring.
And moving on to the album that we were actually here to talk about, 24 Days of Christmas is actually, you know, your Christmas album, as it sounds. You know, why a Christmas album?
Well, it's very simple story, really. It was actually last November. And I had this idea to send out a Christmas card to all my pianist friends, you know, and I said, well, I'll just arrange Silent Night. I'll just play it once through with some really nice jazz harmonies and print it up and paste it on a nice card and send it out. So I did that. I never got to send out the card, however, because what happened was I did the arrangement of Silent Night. It was right after Thanksgiving. And the next day I woke up and it was Joy to the World for some reason. And then the next day it was God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And the long story short is that before December 24th, I had 23 pieces done. I mean, it was just every day. It was just, I don't know where it came from, but I got in the Christmas spirit. Let's put it that way. However, I thought, I'm done. I got 23 pieces. I'm finished. That's it. And then all of a sudden I thought, well, wait a minute, 24, what piece am I missing? Oh, also, I had certain things I set up for myself. I was going to play the only hymns and carols, no Frosty the Snowman stuff, you know. So I said, I'm going to play these pieces once through, and I'm going to keep the melody totally intact. However, I'm going to change everything else, harmony, rhythms, whatever, maybe a little introduction to set the mood. So with that criteria, I just proceeded to do all these pieces. Anyway, I got done with 23 and I was pretty well exhausted and thought, this is it. And then something said to me, you have to have 24. So what piece was I missing? The 12 Days of Christmas. So now, when I came to that one, I said, well, what am I going to do different? I mean, I've done everything in these last 23 pieces. I've used every key. I've done everything. So 12 days, I thought, well, the 12 musical keys, I'll just start and I'll just modulate up a half a step until I get through all 12 keys. And that's what I did. And that's one is available for free on my website, ron@rondesalvio.com. And you can print off the 12 Days of Christmas for free.
It's a nice gift to everyone during the holidays.
Well, we were talking about why a Christmas album.
Right.
So part of that was this idea of the Christmas card, but this wasn't an original idea. You have to remember, I always loved the Burt chorales. And that's what Alfred Burt did. He sent out a Christmas card of each one of these little chorales every year. And he became famous with that. Well, my idea was I was going to do one of these every year. However, it didn't develop that way. It developed, I did 24 in, 20 days. I don't know.
Why hymns? Why not Frosty the Snowman?
Well, because, that's another CD sometime, maybe. Well, because, again, that's things that everyone's done, everyone's done the standard in a jazz format. And that's great. But I wanted to do, the hymns and carols, those are like classical music to me.
So more complex.
Yeah. And, I wanted to bring something new. And, the music on that CD is very, there's no jazz sounding. I think Silent Night is the only one that has some really serious jazz chords, because that's the one I started with that idea. But the others take on, shapes and sounds of their own.
So talk about favorites from this album.
Wow. You're testing my
that,
brain.
anything that you...
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I really like that a lot. What Child Is This? I hate to say that they're all special to me. Actually, this was from this CD came my next project. The first Noel that I did here uses a Chopin ballade. I took something from Chopin, some of his voicings, and created the first Noel. And this is dovetailed into my new project called Morning Has Broken, which is hymns, Christian hymns, and classical themes put together. Similar. And that's going to, I'll be releasing that around Easter time at the Resurrection.
So what is it about hymns and classical music and that mix that really inspires you?
Well, my early childhood, I played in churches. I played in churches actually quite a bit of my life, accompanying choirs and playing the organ and playing the piano for services, both in Catholic and Protestant churches.
And how long did you do that, would you say?
Well, I did that for probably 20, 30 years.
So do you think that you're going to keep the melody intact for the upcoming album with the hymns?
Yes, I actually use the same criteria once through and combined it with classical themes. Now, this was challenging because I do have a lot of styles, like Ferris Lord Jesus with Beethoven Sonata. Things you wouldn't expect. The Old Rugged Cross, which, by the way, a lot of people don't know, the Old Rugged Cross was written in Albion, Michigan, which is, 8 miles from my home. And I combined that with a Chopin Mazurka, which very unlikely pairing. But again, I keep keeping the melody intact, but interspersing the classical elements in there. It's a very unique project. So I had to accomplish, there's Scarlatti, there's Bach, there's Mozart, there's Liszt, Ravel, Albinez, all in this CD along with the hymns. So it's going to be interesting.
And I'm backtracking a little bit, but earlier we were talking about Kind of Blue and things like this, and you actually have a recording that has not been released yet that you also did while Jimmy Cobb was in town. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we recorded 10 pieces. It's called 10 Songs for 10 Jazz Legends. And it was a unique project in terms of, again, Jimmy was here. I think this was the second time I brought him back, and we recorded with 4 vocalists from the Gold Companies, 4 students. And then I had Rob Smith from Central Michigan on tenor sax and Derek Gardner on trumpet, and Pat Turbarek on alto sax. And we recorded this material, and I kind of put it to bed because it was a big work. And I just resurrected it. I talked to John Stites in Arcadia, and I said, "Hey, John, can we pull the files on all that stuff?" And he said, "Wow, I don't know." He said, "Pro Tools," he says, "I've upgraded so many times, that's, might not be able to save that." Well, the good news was he was able to save it, and we listened to it, and we said, you know, this is worth putting out. So the songs, I wrote all the lyrics, as well as the music, and the lyrics are tell the story about the person. So, in other words, just for example, the Duke Ellington piece, Tonight Mood Indigo, I used many of his song titles to weave a storyline into the lyric. And I also use a couple of quotes that he says. So each piece tells a story about the composer. And so they're kind of historical lyrics, bringing an awareness of that person. So I'm thinking this might be a very good educational project as well.
And when can we expect to hear that?
We're just going to finish up the mastering at the end of December, and I hope to release that by summer 2013.
Anything else that you wanted to talk about that didn't quite cover? There's a lot of ground.
We did cover a lot of ground. Just keep working on music. Actually, I have a totally new project besides these other projects. I just went to Italy. My wife and I went to Puglia, which is the little heel of Italy, and we took a walking tour through 2,000-year-old olive groves. Unbelievable scenery and part of Italy that I had never been to. Well, I was so inspired when I got home, I got into the same situation I get into when I get inspired, was just music coming out of me and writing music. I wrote a Puglia suite. So I've got 10 compositions that I'm not sure of the instrumentation I'm going to use, but I'm leaning towards jazz quintet, trumpet and saxophone. And I'm very excited about that music. And only because it's my recent work, and I've combined a lot of classical elements in some of the pieces, as well as jazz elements. So that's also in the works.
Anything else you have going? I mean, you're quite the Renaissance man.
Well, I'm adding a huge addition onto our heat treating business and putting in a new furnace line. Actually, have helped design the furnace line. It's going to be a 5,000-pound-an-hour isothermal annealing furnace. And adding employees to our business, we're back into a growth mode. I know people have talked about the economy and the fiscal cliff. And guess what? We're going to be on the upswing because our industry is very basic in terms of what the economy is going to do. When we pick up, then the economy will follow because we're at the ground level of things. Like we're making, we don't make anything. We heat treat components that go on automobiles, that go on Caterpillar tractors and things, that go in washing machines, all castings, gray iron, ductile iron, and steel forgings. So when we see our business pick up, we know the economy is going to pick up. And the last year and a half, we've been growing tremendously.
And with what you do outside of jazz, and of course your musical work, your compositions, do you feel like one affects the other?
You know, my life is a one constant stream of what's happening now. So, you know, I'm here this morning. You invited me here. I got here, you know, and now, you know, I'll go back to work and I'll be in the work environment and then I'll go home. I'm doing a construction project right now, renovating our whole downstairs basement. You know, I've built three homes in my time, two in the Upper Peninsula and one here in Michigan. And I love construction work. I love carpentry. So it all blends together. I can't explain it. You know, it's just wherever I am, I'm happy.
Seems like you like projects. You know, it's construction and all of these different things, you know, the book, all these collaborations. You know, what is it about these projects that that you like so much?
Well, you know, I really love the music projects. I mean, I love other projects, but I am getting close to retirement age from the heat treat, and I do want to pursue music 100% of the time. So I'm going to be, you know, focusing on that more. However, with that being said, maybe it is my well-roundedness that makes me able to do these creative projects. I have no idea, really, to be honest with you. Just things come up and I do them.
Well, thanks for coming here today.
And thanks for having me.